So, Ron, when it comes to healing and deliverance, we've learned that we ourselves have a role to play. It may be something as simple as a genuine desire to be made well, which begs the question, why would anyone not want to be made well?
You know, Brian, that's the million-dollar question, and I think I may be able to sum up all of the possible reasons in a single word: fear. Let's back up for a moment. Jesus asked the man at the pool of Bethsaida, "Do you want to be made well?" And I don't think he would have asked unless the answer could have been no. And maybe it was no for this man. Maybe he was comfortable in his infirmity. Maybe he liked the attention. Maybe deep down he enjoyed the fact that not much was expected of him. Because that's the thing, Brian. When Jesus heals you, whether it's something physical like the man here at the pool, or whether it's deliverance from an addiction, or deliverance from the profound pain of losing a child, or losing a marriage, or losing both, when Jesus heals you, now all of a sudden you're expected to go out there and be of service to somebody else. The sympathy of others begins to die down. You're no longer the object of so much attention, and now you have to start giving yourself away to other people who need to be healed. And some people, quite frankly, are afraid of that, afraid of what they're going to lose, and equally afraid of the new responsibilities that come with that healing. Some people would rather stay by the poolside of their known distress than to dive into the waters of their unknown destiny. It can be scary, Brian. And I think that's ultimately the question for all of us. Do we want to be made well? And I'll add this. If the answer is no, it's because of fear. And guess what? God can deliver you from fear as well.